Tuesday at the beginning of the 11 o'clock hour, we set aside a segment to talk about NOLA Coalition and a lot of their participating members that are contributing their time, their effort, their dollars, quite frankly, I can't even say the word now, to benefit our communities, the place that we call home. And as cliche as that sounds, that's truly what it's all about, safe place to live, work, and raise a family. And thankfully, we have some very committed people that involve themselves in that endeavor. And today's no different. We have Kalisha Garrett, who is part of the Louisiana Chamber of Commerce Foundation, here to talk about something very unique that they're doing. Kalisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you guys, your coalition has a steering committee, and y'all started a new program called NOLA Connect. Tell us about that.
Yes, so NOLA Connect is a partnership with OnPath Credit Union, the New Orleans District Attorney's Office, Ubuntu Village, and VOTE, which is the Voices of the Experience. It's a new series that's going to be really community-driven and focused on those activities, initiatives, and concerns across every New Orleanian and region-wide with regards to building a safer, stronger, and more equitable New Orleans.
Now, have you guys started this series, and how do you intend to do this? What is it going to be, actually?
So at this time, we are really engaging with the partners as well as those that are taking the lead on this initiative to identify dates and times and activities that would be family-friendly and open to the public so that we can connect and start hearing directly from those individuals, engaging with them. But at this time, we do not have a set date, but we'll be getting that information out through all mediums, particularly having it announced through radio, as well as social and in announcements that we are sending out via emails and posted on the website.
So, Kalisha, just to put this kind of in plain language, y'all intend to sit down with neighbors, community groups, and hear their thoughts about what's going on, what initiatives could impact their lives more so, talk about the setting of priorities by city government, things of that nature?
Yes. So, you know, recently we've had a lot of conversation and discussion preparing for the summer. It's about to be, school is going to be out. It's about to be a boastful summer over the city. And we want to really engage and understand firsthand from the community with regards to their most urgent priorities that focus around public safety and, of course, one of our pillars, which was investments in youth services. And so through this dialogue, we really want to make sure that we are hearing from the local community, raising their voices and concerns, but also providing resource partners. We have over 500 organizations that are a part of the coalition, and with each of them, they each provide unique services that may be of a benefit within a community that someone may not be aware of. There's also opportunities for us to work collectively as it relates to a program, a policy, or having a voice with regards an issue, with regards to an issue that may be something that's plaguing a particular part of the community. And on the opposite side of that, being able to share and boast about those things that are working in specific subsets of the community so that we can start spreading this across New Orleans so that each of our individual neighborhoods and residential locations would understand here are some opportunities for engagement, here are some opportunities for access, for amusement, or for recreation within the community. Here are some programs that are already supported by our administration that may not be aware, or the individual may not be aware of its offering. We want to be a conduit to make sure that we can connect those dots. Having a place where there are multi-organizations that are joined together with one purpose in mind, which is to provide a safe environment and have amenities available to all New Orleanians in an equitable fashion so that they can partake in the things that are there placed for them for a purpose to serve the community.
Kalisha, let me ask you, obviously, there are some unpleasant truths, right? I mean, last year there was some breakdowns. I know there was a big push and impetus to make sure that all the pools would get open. We'd get the lifeguards hired, and a number of playgrounds would be reopened. But we kind of missed the mark, right? And and I guess you guys are looking at that and assessing that, and are y'all communicating directly with city administration to see what their plans are? Because I understand from some that the path that we're on right now, we may not get all these pools open. We're talking about some maintenance issues, and that's really a shame, right?
It is, and unfortunately, there are many conversations that are happening with regards to the current facilities. We have had conversations with the administration, working directly with Mr. Barabino and the city's administration and offices with regards to family and youth services. Everything, the identification of the issues and concerns have been expressed. And I think at this time, we're working significantly on a path to make sure that if there are things that we as an organization or any of the organizations that are part of the coalition can provide assistance with, that we come to the table and we have conversations, because at the end of the day, the important factor around this all is making sure that both our youth and our seniors have access to these facilities, and that they have the ability to be able to use the equipment or the services that the facilities have to offer. And so what we have done over the past few months is collectively have conversation with the administration, but also with many local groups, and some of them you know of, like the Boys and Girls Club, right, in the 18th Ward,
right.
That have come to us, and they are willing to assist. And what we would like to do is to help with facilitating that discussion and just making sure that everything that we can do to assist with this measure can be done. But again, working collectively with the administration, with NORD, with North Sea, with as it relates to the strategic vision and execution of the plan for recreation for all New Orleans.
Kalisha, let's talk about 18th Ward for a moment. I mean, that organization, well, let me just say it. I mean, they've been more impactful than NORD, right? I mean, is that a fair assessment? I mean, what they've accomplished in a short period of time is just incredible, to say the least.
And we are thankful for the 18th Ward organization for coming in and providing the services with the pools and having the programs that are available. But again, it's in one particular area, right? I mean, and not so much in one specific location, but as it relates to being able to be accessed by all of the community in a reasonable distance, this is one of the reasons why we are just really having conversations about the readiness for the pools, what access is available for other programming. And again, I know that the NORD Foundation, as well as the Recreation Department and executive leadership, are working on that programming. 18th Ward did step in and have a relationship and was able to provide services. And those are some of the things that we are really looking to make sure can continue in a manner in which, if it can be expanded, or if there are like services that can be taken on by other organizations, or if NORD itself, through the Recreation Department, has the ability to be able to provide the activities throughout the summer and the staffing for the centers that are needed. Again, what we are proposing is to just stand in gap and be there to support where there are any shortcomings that are available. We are also looking for our organizations to step in, right? Those that are a part of NOLA Coalition that may have an ability to be able to help.
So let me ask this question. I mean, I love y'all's approach because y'all are solutions oriented. You know, you're always kind of pushing the edges of the envelope, looking for a solution and not dwelling on the problems. My understanding is that one of the things that y'all were hoping to facilitate was actually the growth of the impact of 18th Ward. And there was an offer made to NORD that they're willing to take on more. and they're willing to expand their programs into other geographic areas of the city, because they are kind of geographic centric in where they're doing most of what they're doing. I get that. But I also understand that Nord has been reluctant. Is that true? I mean,
So at this point, we have had communication with the administration. We are working through identifying meeting time and place so that that can occur, so that we can continue to have the conversations. I know that while 18th Ward has come to the table and has performed exceptionally, the opportunities and what are available for them to move towards, as well as the relationship and any expansion, it would be a decision that's solely concerned and made by the administration, right? And so while we can assist and we are wanting to bring light to the situation and just to make sure that everyone is able to have an opportunity to have dialogue around what can be done, at that point, we are still at the mercy of having that conversation happen, right? And so I think that the goal is for us to be able to assist. And if there is an opportunity for expansion, to help to facilitate that so that it can move forward and we can be prepared for the upcoming summer. At this point, I'm not aware of a meeting that has occurred since having that information shared. I would, however, you know, refer to 18th Ward to make sure that they have not had one that we were not aware of. But we have reached out to ask for conversations to continue with regards to their prior contract and an opportunity for them to expand.
Because I think one of the things that y'all promote, and I think it's really smart, are these public-private collaboratives, right? I mean, that seems to be where we're going to be the most successful, because anytime you're fiscally challenged, financially challenged, you look for these other opportunities. And that's what I love about what y'all do, is that you're looking for leveraging other opportunities. And I just hope that we don't sit around and squander these opportunities. We got to be nimble. We got to react. I mean, the priorities are many. And I don't want to sit around saying that, you know, Kalisha and I are going to talk 2 years from now saying, you know, we've lost another opportunity and another portion of a generation slipped through our fingers. You know, I don't know
that.
About you,
we
but I'm tired of these conversations, right?
We feel that.
Not that I don't like not that I don't like speaking with you, Kalisha, because I do.
Right?
But I mean, I'm just tired of the conversation.
No, I think the impetus for us to move is now. And so we have opportunities. We have organizations that are willing to come to the table. And look, we haven't even touched the tipping point with regards to restoring the relationship between the Major League Baseball and our city, right? We have some talented youth as well as young adults that are going through some of the local programs. We have the assets, the parks that we have in the playgrounds, the land asset is there. And so what we really need to do is just connect the dots with regards to the planned execution. There is a recreational strategic vision that the city has. I know that there was outreach with regards to, you know, executing that plan. I know that the city council has even had conversations and had dialogue with regards to the department about the execution of the plan. And to your point, I think we all want the children and parents and residents of our community to be able to have access to the best facilities that are functional and that are operational and that have the correct staff. And so what we would like to do in the best opportunities or the best experience would be for us to be able to say, yes, everything is fully functioning and that we have the solutions to be able to execute them. But to your point, we do have to work within the confines of what we have and work with the administration that is in place so that we can get this executed. But time is of the essence. It is approaching summer. We do want to be sure that if there are any shortcomings or any assistance that we can provide, that we are having an open dialogue with the administration, with the executive leadership, so that we can serve the youth of the community.
Yeah, you know, one of my big concerns as the former sheriff is that, you know, the first 2 to 3 weeks of the summer from a crime perspective were always bad. The last 2 to 3 weeks of a summer were not as bad as the first, but they were not good either. We've created a lot of momentum in our neighborhoods across the city and through the metropolitan area. And if we have these little missed opportunities, and I think I couldn't have articulated it any better than you did, we pay the price. We suffer the consequence. And when you have this momentum, you really want to leverage that, right? You want to keep
that
going, manage it, massage it carefully, and move on.
And look, we have seen tremendous gains with regards to the reduction in crime. We have seen tremendous gains with regards to retention and identification of officers to serve for us, right? There are a few pillars that we focus on around automation and technology and youth services and connectivity between our sheriff's office and the New Orleans Police Department and recruitment and working to support those initiatives. And we can see the fruits of that labor. We see the reduction in what has occurred. But we do want to continue to grow in that direction. And what we cannot do is not have adequate or accessible opportunities for the youth to participate in. Because, again, if they're not in school, they should have some access to some opportunities for participation. And everyone doesn't want to do an athletic sport. And NOR right. does have programming that is an alternative to that. But access and being able to have staffing and execution of the programming and the availability from transportation to be able to get there and for the parents or the caregivers to have schedules and understand when those things are offered. Those are the areas that we want to make sure that if there are any needs in having effective, clear communication with having scheduling or staffing concerns be addressed. We stand ready to assist with that, and we definitely want to make sure that this is in place prior to school being let out so that the parents or those caregivers can have an opportunity to know effectively where the children will be. If not, we will leave the door open for the children to not be in the place where we would like them to be. I'm not going to say that everyone would resort to bad activity.
It increases risk
right.
when you don't have it available.
That's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
And if nothing else, these conversations, you know, bring attention to it. I can tell you, I get texts all the time about playgrounds and lights. Like I just got one, Norwood Playground. Two of the 14 lights are working. Other texts coming in about, you know, what's the status of the lights and bathrooms at Nord Playgrounds? Recently been to one. Where's this other one that I saw? You know, so you're getting the people's attention. They're paying attention and they're mindful of the state of the state, so to speak. And they really want it to come back. And so we appreciate the efforts of the Louisiana Chamber of Commerce Foundation and all that y'all do. And thank you so much, Kalisha Garrett, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and we look forward to continuing this conversation.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great week. We will be right back. Stay with us.